wondered if you, if anybody had any comments about Versace. Joey and I were talking this afternoon, and it just dawned on at least me. I don't know about you, Joey, but Versace got as many acting nominations as O.J. Simpson did. I find that kind of surprising.
Yes.
I love Ricky Martin as much as the next person, but why?
So you don't.
Yeah, Jazz, you predicted him. What was your thought process there?
I went to a few of the Emmy events for it, and like the last episode when the finale screened, and there just seemed to be a lot of love. There's a lot of love for Ryan Murphy, and there was a lot of love for this show, and I thought, okay, Ricky is probably going to get in, and he did. That's why I stuck with it from, you know. I'm surprised Cody Fearn didn't get in, because I thought Cody Fearn deserved that nomination.
I think Finn Wittruck took that away from him.
Yeah.
No, John Leguizamo took that away from him.
Did you see that thing on Twitter where he like reacted? He was like, Waco is snubbed. Like, Waco, you got the shaft. And then like 2 minutes later, supporting actor got announced. He's like, oh, never mind. Thanks.
No, I love it.
Yeah, it's on my Emmy nomination reaction post. Take a look.
Waco was snubbed. Waco's great.
Yeah.
All right. Here in the last few minutes, I'm sure that we could talk about this for two more hours. Let's go around and predict who we think are going to win the major races. So let's say drama series. So Jalal, we'll start with you because I think you're already on the record with this. You think it's The Handmaid's Tale?
Without a doubt.
Jazz, what about
you? Anything that has people up in their seats screaming, fuck Trump. There you go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What about you, Jazz?
Handmaid's Tale.
Megan?
I agree.
Joey?
Yes.
All right, well, how can you go against the crowd? All right, what about comedy series? This one's a little bit tougher. Is it Mrs. Maisel?
I think so. The newcomer.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
What about Atlanta?
Are you all going Maisel?
Yeah.
I'm going Atlanta.
That's also deserving.
Yeah. I think second season out, more critically acclaimed, I think Atlanta. Plus, it got all that buzz about the Teddy Perkins episode.
Yeah.
And it got more nominations than Maisel when it didn't. It's not as the production is not as high. Yeah.
Right.
And Barry got one less nomination than Maisel when it has no production value at all. So
I think Barry could win it, too. Mm-hmm.
What about TV movie? Is this a slam dunk for Black Mirror, USS Callister, or is The Tale going to give it a run?
We need to point something out about the TV movie race.
Sure.
It's bad.
Well, everyone was like, it's going to be the Tale. It's going to be between The Tale and USS McAllister. But HBO botched the Tale campaign. Tale only got two nominations. Paterno only got two nominations. And Fahrenheit 451, the one we were like, oh, it's terrible, got five nominations.
I'm surprised Pacino didn't get in.
Yeah, the
same. Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually really great, I thought.
He was very good. That movie, I felt like, could have been a longer miniseries. Like, could have gone into, like, beginning. I felt like they were trying to get to a lot. I mean, it does a good job, but they were trying to get to a lot of things in a short period of time.
I talked to the screenwriter, and they had a very hard time whittling down that story to a specific point. And that the point that they ended up coming up with was sort of that complacency, exploration of complacency, basically.
The screenwriter does a great job of that.
Yeah, she did. And she was super fun to talk to. I know that they had a hard time with that because, you know, there's all that. There's just a ton of material around that story.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it was great for a TV movie, but it's something that I think they could have. And I completely understand why that would be hard to pin down.
Can I ask a question about the TV movie race? Because I haven't watched this season of Black Mirror. Did Letitia Wright get in off of Black Mirror or off of Black Panther Live, or did she deserve the nomination?
She's really good in it.
Is she? Okay.
I mean, if Black Panther helps.
I was going to say, I think she is very good in that, but I personally think that that Black Panther helped push that along.
It didn't help Michael B. Jordan, though.
That's true. But Letitia Wright, though, I felt like was... She was a big breakout person this year, period, with Black Panther, Ready Player One.
She wasn't Black in Ready Mirror. Player One, was she?
No.
I think she had a small part.
That was Lena Waithe.
So did Letitia Wright, I thought.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think I took a nap during that movie.
Yeah, she's in it. Okay. I didn't see it, but I knew she was in it.
She's
You're
in
lucky.
It.
You're lucky.
All right. What about limited series? Is this just a Versace slam dunk?
Yes.
Yes.
Another Ryan Murphy court.
Versace.